Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vedic Dada Arjuna Sri Gaurava Chavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam Jana 4 chapter 16 verse 11 Durasado
Durasado
Durvishaha
Durvishaha
Asanopi
Asanopi
Viduravat
Viduravat
Naiva
Naiva
Avibhavatam
Avibhavatam
Shakyo
Shakyo
Venarani
Venarani
Udito
Udito
Marla
Marla
Durasado
Durvishaha Durasado Durvishaha
Asanopi Viduravat
Naiva
Vibhavatam Shakyo
Naiva Vibhavatam Shakyo
Venarani Utikto Nalaha
Venarani Utikto Nalaha
Abhibhavatam, overcome.
To be overcome.
Sakya.
Sakya.
Able.
Able.
Vena.
Vena.
King Vena.
King Vena.
Arani.
Arani.
Wood that produces fire.
The wood that produces fire.
Jyotita.
Jyotita.
Being born of.
Being born of.
Anala.
Anala.
Fire.
Fire.
Translation, King Prithu was born of the dead body of King Vena as fire is produced from Arani wood. Thus, King Prithu will always remain just like the fire, and his enemies will not be able to approach him. Indeed, he will be unbearable to his enemies, for although staying very near him, they will never be able to approach him, but will have to remain as if far away. No one will be able to overcome the strength of King Prithu. For a part, ironing wood is a kind of fuel used to ignite fire by friction. At the time of performing sacrifices, one can ignite fire from ironing wood. Although born of his dead father, King Prithu would still remain just like fire. Just as fire is not easily approached, King Prithu would be unapproachable by his enemies, even though they would appear to be very near him. King Prithu will be able to see all the internal and external activities of every one of his citizens. Since no one will be able to know his system of espionage, and he himself will remain neutral regarding all matters of glorification and vilification paid to him, he will be exactly like air, the life force within the body, which is exhibited internally and externally, but always neutral to all affairs. Since this king will always remain on the path of piety, he will be neutral to both his son and the son of his enemy. If the son of his enemy is not punishable, he will not be punishable. But if his own son is punishable, he will immediately punish him. For a part, these are the characteristics of an impartial ruler. It is the duty of a ruler to punish the criminal and give protection to the innocent. King Prithu was so neutral that if his own son was punishable, he would not hesitate to punish him. On the other hand, if the son of his enemy were innocent, he would not engage in such intrigue in order to punish him. Just as the sun god expands his shining rays up to the Arctic region without impedance, the influence of King Prithu will cover all tracts of land up to the Arctic region and will remain undisturbed as long as he lives. Purport, although the Arctic region is not visible to ordinary persons, the sun shines there without impediment. Just as no one can check the sunshine from spreading all over the universe, no one can check the influence and reign of King Prithu, which will remain undisturbed as long as he lived. The conclusion is that the sunshine and sun god cannot be separated, nor can King Prithu and his ruling strength be separated. His rule over everything would continue without disturbance. Thus the king could not be separated from his ruling power. This king will please everyone by his practical activities, and all the citizens will remain very satisfied. Because of this, the citizens will gain great satisfaction and accept him as their ruling king. The king will be firmly determined, always situated in truth. He will be a lover of the Brahminical culture and will render all service to old men and give shelter to all surrendered souls. Giving respect to all, he will always be merciful to the poor and innocent. Report, the word Vrita-sevaka is very significant. Vrita means old man. There are two kinds of old men. One is old by age and another is old by knowledge. This Sanskrit word indicates that one can be older by the advancement of knowledge. King Prithu was very respectful to the Brahmanas. He protected them, and he also protected persons advanced in age. Whatever the king would decide to do, no one would be able to stop. This is called Vrita's and called Vrita. The king will respect all women as if they were his own mother, and he will treat his own wife as the other half of his body. He will be just like an affectionate father to his citizens, and he will treat himself as the most obedient servant of the devotees who always preach the glories of the Lord. Report, a learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother, looks on others' property as garbage in the street, and treats others as he would treat his own self. These are the symptoms of a learned person as described by Chanakya Pandit. This will be the standard for education. Education does not mean having academic degrees only. One should execute what he has learned in his personal life. These learning characteristics were very rarely manifest in the life of King Prithu. Although he was the king, he treated himself as a servant of the Lord's devotees. According to the Vedic etiquette, if a devotee came to a king's palace, the king would immediately offer his own seat to him. The word Brahmavadinam is very significant. Brahmavadi refers to the devotees of the Lord. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan are different terms for the Supreme Brahman, and the Supreme Brahman is Lord Krishna. This is accepted in Bhagavad Gita by Arjuna. Thus the word Brahmavadinam refers to the devotees of the Lord. The state should always serve the devotees of the Lord, and the ideal state should conduct itself according to the instructions of the devotee. Because if you follow this principle, he is highly praised. King Prithu was born of that body. King Vena aspire is produced from irony wood. Thus King Prithu will always remain just like fire, and his enemies will be unable to approach him. Indeed, he will be unbearable to his enemies, for although staying very near him, they will never be able to approach him, but will have to remain as if far away. No one will be able to overcome the strength of King Prithu. So here we have a list of the qualities of Prithu. Actually, these are phrases by the professional reciters. King Prithu actually said, you shouldn't praise me because I haven't done anything yet. That was when he was first born. So anyway, here we have some qualities of King Prithu, who was also a Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord. So because he is a king, he will display qualities befitting a king. So here we see his qualities ruling the citizens is praised. And the outstanding quality is that he is equal to the citizens and cares for the welfare of the citizens. So in this way, he does not punish unjustly, and nor does he avoid punishment where it is due, even if it is his own relatives or son. So in other words, without self-interest, he rules the kingdom according to the principles of Dharma. If we look in the Dharma Shastras or in the teachings of Bhishma in Mahabharata, we'll find all sorts of guidelines for the king to follow. So these are the normal principles of society which are set up by Manu Smriti and other scriptures based on conduct of Dharma. So we see that one of the principles is Dharma, Artha, Dharma, Kama, and Moksha. So Dharma is one of these principles encouraged in the life of the people and in the life of the king. So the king has to follow Dharma, and he also has to institute Dharma. So that is the particular nature of the king. He has to do both. For the population, he has to inspire them to perform that Dharma, and then he has rules and punishment if they don't follow. So he has some force behind him. Nevertheless, as Bhagavad Gita says, the whatever the leader does, everyone follows. So if the king sets a good example, it is not necessary to carry out punishment to a high degree, because people will naturally follow the tendency of the king. So if the king is acting according to Dharma, everyone else will follow that. Of course, because Prithu is Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord, these qualities are innate in him. The Lord has empowered him to rule with proper qualities. And though the qualities look as if they're material qualities, as all kings will have material qualities, these are actually spiritual qualities, as in the case of the Pandavas, Yudhisthira when he ruled. He also ruled in an ideal well according to Dharma. But actually his qualities are beyond material qualities. They're beyond Tamaraja and Sattva. Qualities of the devotees of the Lord and the avatars of the Lord are all spiritual qualities. But they will appear like material qualities because they'll follow the rules of everyone else. So here, Prithu follows these rules and he administers justice in the kingdom in a very proper way, with the idea of protecting the population and encouraging to perform Dharma. So Dharma means to follow certain rules which are encouraged in scripture and to avoid certain other acts. And these acts are called sin. But basically Dharma means to follow the path of punya and avoid the path of sin. This of course is all material. Papa and punya are material things. Nevertheless, the king enforces this for the population at large, because the people are in the gunas. And by following these rules, gradually they become purified and come to the level of sattva-guna. At the same time, sattva-guna is favorable for devotion of bhakti. So that is how it relates to bhakti. At the same time, bhakti is independent of sattva-guna, raja-guna, tamo-guna. So even if a person does not start with Satguru and his other qualities, still he is allowed to practice bhakti. But through the practice of bhakti, automatically he will surpass the gunas, including Satguru. So bhakti is independent of the gunas and this whole process. Nevertheless, devotion is, or these rules are favorable for bhakti by and large, and therefore acceptable. So that is why we see that the great kings who are devotees institute this system of dharma for the people, because it's favorable to bhakti. But we should also understand it is not in itself bhakti. Bhakti is there as a minor element, but it is not a major element. So therefore it is called by a different name, as karma yoga or varnashram, etc. So bhakti is actually independent of the system and does not totally rely on it, but dharma is favorable. And therefore we have the four legs of dharma in the society that the king protects. And on the other hand, if we have lots of sin, which is opposite of dharma, then this is not favorable for bhakti. People become materially attached and they cannot practice bhakti. So, therefore, the Supreme Lord encourages dharma in the material world for the people, and he empowers the kings and the manus to institute his dharma. So we see here in Swayambhuva Manvantara, the first part of the day of Brahma, Swayambhuva rules. And then he and his descendants start different genealogies or lineages of kings to rule over the different tracts of land and earth plan. And they all have this sense of dharma. And they have to preserve this. So this is part of the Lord's plan in the creation. There are the different lokas, different worlds are established, as described in the fifth canto. And then they are populated. And there is human population. And to protect the population, then there is institution of dharma by the kings. And when dharma begins to fail, then the sages begin to exert their influence and inspire the king again. So that happened here where King Vena was killed because of non-qualification. And then the sages acted to produce King Prithu and establish him on the throne. So arrangement, the Lord makes arrangements for the continuance of dharma in the human society. That is one of the purposes of the manus and their descendants. So this happens throughout the day of Brahma. And then, in addition to that, then we have the cultivation of bhakti. So we have Narada Muni appearing. And he, of course, is a Shaktivesh avatar in charge of bhakti. So he preaches bhakti to the great kings and to the other persons. So we have two of these, two systems going on parallelly. That is the Karma Yoga section and the Bhakti Yoga section. The Dharma is for the population at large, and the Bhakti is for those who have faith. And often we'll see the kings do both. They are devotees and they are also practicing Dharma. And in the case of a person like Prithu, he is not really a devotee because he's also Shaktiraja avatar. He's also empowered by the Supreme Lord in a special way. So he acts according to Dharma, but nevertheless he's in a very special position, eternal. He's an eternal form, and he acts in this material world. Every day of Brahma he comes and acts as pastimes for protecting the people. So these praises are not exaggerated in the case of King Prithu, because he's specially empowered by the Supreme Lord. And just as the Supreme Lord acts according to his own will and everything happens, so Prithu also has that power. So he's not only a king, but a very special king, because he's also empowered by the Supreme Lord. So it's not surprising that he will show all ideal characteristics here, which are praised by the reciters. Yeah, it's Nistra Gunya, it's beyond the gunas. It is not affected by any of the gunas. But sattva guna is favorable for the cultivation of bhakti. But it doesn't produce bhakti. So bhakti is nirvana, beyond the gunas. Oh, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya came. Buddha came. And then we have Kalki at the end. The very end of Kali Yuga, Kalki comes. Kills all the demons. So there are one, two, three. Now we have three avatars. Kali Yuga, beginning and the end, not in the middle. Buddha.
Yeah. The standards set for the king in the scriptures is not relevant to the Kali Yuga.
Well, if a leader can follow these principles, fine. But of course, there are no kings in the present. Well, there are a few kings. I mean, maybe England has a king, and Thailand had a king. I don't know if it's still a king now. Most countries don't have kings anymore. So the rules maybe are not so applicable, but any leader can try to follow these principles, since they're principles of Dharma. They can try.
Jai. 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 J